I just got to thinking about how long I have known the people who are about to play. It's been a long time. We met, I think, when I was emceeing a stage at a festival, although I can't remember which. Maybe they can't. But the Squirrel Hillbillies have since gone on. They have four CDs. They are prolific performers, not only in the Pittsburgh area, but overseas. Tomorrow, they will be at the Three Rivers Arts Festival at 1 o'clock on the Rachel Carson Bridge Acoustic Stage right near Arts Landing. Hopefully, it'll be a nice day for you to go out and see them. You don't have to wait until tomorrow because here they are.
Down by the place where the three rivers flow, the waves paint your face on the waters below. The lilt of your voice softly chanting the line returns as an echo that settles my mind. Of your hand as you bid them goodbye. The darkness erupts and a storm takes the sky. Mindful of storms and then still by the edge, whispering words of the mantra you said. I'm feeling your spirit today. Where have you gone, Dharma Jane? I'm hearing your voice in the rain. Where have you gone, Dharma Jane?
Going to get every reverberation out of that. That song's called Dharma Jane, and it's, I think, the album is On the Loose that it's part of. And you can learn about the Squirrel Hillbillies. Get five L's ready. It's squirrelhillbillies.com is their website. I think if you just type something like that in a browser, you'll get there. It's really great to have you back. Jenny, do you remember meeting? I forget.
Well, you know, you and Gary actually go back further, right? Don't you have an environmental connection?
We realized that we had that environmental connection after we had met.
Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. Then I think it might have been at the Children's Festival.
I think it was. Mm-hmm. That was my guess. There used to be a Children's Festival. There's still is, but it used to be a bit more of its own self-contained thing. But I remember being astonished listening to you, and I'm thinking, why don't I know about this person? And you were relatively new.
Yeah.
To Pittsburgh.
Well, we said we our duo really started in 2010, and we probably met you right about then, because we've been doing the Children's Festival. We were doing the Children's Festival for those first few years every year.
Yeah. Well, it's good to have you both here. And I mentioned before, Gary and Jenny, the Squirrel Hillbillies, are going to be at the Arts Festival tomorrow, June 14th, Sunday, at 1 o'clock. Right near the Rachel Carson Bridge, the acoustic stage, which should be a great setting near where the Goodyear Auto used to be, right near Arts Landing.
Oh, so you know, and the festival this year, in addition to being in the brand new space of Arts Landing, crosses the Rachel Carson Bridge too, which is at 9th Street, and we'll be on the bridge. So the acoustic stage is towards the north side of the bridge.
I was wondering about that. So they're closing the bridge.
Yes, it's been closed to traffic for the festival.
I don't think I've ever said this out loud, but I would love to see, like when they close the Clemente Bridge for ball games, why not make that a busking and art
zone?
What a great idea.
I mean, we're all walking across it and it's closed anyway. But I've seen that done in other places, and what a cool idea.
That's fabulous. Yeah, I like that.
So, Corey, if you're listening.
Our mayor. Yes.
We'll get a hold of you, Mayor O'Connor. So what have you guys been up to?
Well, we went on a tour this year. As you mentioned, we do some touring in addition to playing around town. And this year was our first time going to the Great Plains. That tour kind of fell into our lap because there is an endowed music program in Kansas in a town called Coffeyville. And the community college there has a music program where they have artists in residency for a week at a time, 20 weeks of the year for years now.
Wow.
And so we did a week at the end of March into early April and played like 9 shows in 3 days or something like that. They had us playing for a lot of different groups in different settings. And then we did one big show at the community college. And it turns out Coffeyville, Kansas, claim to fame, sort of an unfortunate incident involving outlaws. And so we visited their site of this horrible crime that was committed, resulted in some tragic deaths.
The Museum of Ne'er-do-wells or something.
It was just specifically one family called the Dalton Gang.
Yeah.
Yes.
I remembered that town, and I couldn't figure out why.
So it turns out, too, that apparently the Eagles' Desperado album, like, is the outlaw album, which I didn't know, and their songs were inspired by various outlaws.
Right, and so they did their song Duel and Dalton was inspired by this, by the incident in Coffeyville, Kansas.
Huh. Had either of you two spent much time in the Midwest before this trip?
Not that far west.
But as a tour, as a duo, no. But you had been out there for work previous, in your previous life?
Not in Kansas, yes, in Hutchinson's, Kansas, yeah.
Yeah, I was out there a couple of times, and I'm still, I just can't get used to the flat when I'm there. It's like, and I've mentioned the story before, it's like, oh, we're going to go to that restaurant. Looks like it's 2 blocks away. And half an hour later, it's like, oh, it looks like it's still 2 blocks away.
But North Kansas looks like here.
True. We ended in Lawrence, Kansas, which is right outside of Kansas City, where the University of Kansas, I believe, is, which was lovely. We did a house concert there. And for folks who don't know what a house concert is, someone literally opens their home, invites their friends or even members of the public that they don't know, and people pay the artist directly for a show. It's usually suggested donation. It's a really intimate, nice way for us to meet people, and we had a great, great audience at that last show in Lawrence.
Yeah, and a lot of musicians have the ability to kind of plan routes
exactly.
around people who care about their music and like their music and are able to go from town to town much like a troubadour.
Yes.
Exactly.
And like, even they'll provide accommodations if needed. Yeah.
Yeah. Anne Feeney, who I still miss,
yes.
She knew where all the house concert sites with hot tubs were. That was one of her little, her big black.
I don't think
we've
ever been to a house concert with a hot tub. Interesting.
her big black book of house concert
That's
locations.
Funny.
We'll have to get a hold of that list.
That's a good question. I don't know. I would imagine your kids might have it.
True. That should be available to everybody. We started that tour. We actually flew into Dallas and then drove to Oklahoma City and did several gigs with the library system there. And for folks out there who play music, just to know that a lot of libraries have endowed music programs too, where they have shows on Saturdays or Sunday afternoons. In this case, they had us out at their satellite sites on Thursday and Friday. We did three shows.
I went to Tulsa once in my other life, as Gary, my engineering life. Mm-hmm. And what I remember most about Tulsa was kind of being forced fed okra and being told, I'll like it. I was working at an Air Force base in Tulsa, whose name I should remember. But we would go out to lunch and, oh, Larry, you don't like okra? Oh, you like it the way we cook it.
Interesting. I do like okra. We did not have any okra. We did stop in Tulsa, though, on our way from Oklahoma City to Kansas to see the
Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan and Pete Seeger Museum.
No, Woody Guthrie.
No, oh, my gosh. Okay. We should do a talking here.
You went there?
So that was when this opportunity came up to tour in the Great Plains, I tried to see where Tulsa, Oklahoma was in relation to where we're going to be, because I've always wanted to go to the Bob Dylan Center since it opened. And so we were able to include that as part of our tour, to stop in Tulsa and stay overnight.
Mm-hmm.
And go to the Bob Dylan Center. It was tremendous.
Oh, I can imagine. And when you mentioned Pete Seeger and Woody Guthrie, they're Phil Oakes and I think Woody Guthrie share a center, but I think it's in another part of the country.
That could be, because the Woody Guthrie Center is connected to the same building mm-hmm. as the Bob Dylan Center. They share some of the same staff. And they're actually in the same building, but they're separate
entrances.
Yeah, I'm conflating my centers. I may have to look that up, but it's good to hear about the Bob Dylan Center. I'm late to the party, but I just saw a complete unknown.
Oh, fabulous.
And man, that actor did a great job.
Yeah.
It was very. I kind of was flipping through the channels, feeling a need to decompress a little bit. It was after getting off the air, in fact, and I landed on it, and I couldn't stop watching it. Mm-hmm. It was really, really captivating.
It's a beautiful movie.
Yeah.
Really beautiful.
The Squirrel Hillbillies are who you're listening to right now. Gary and Jenny are here. SquirrelHillbillies.com is where you go if you'd like more information. They will be near the north side on the Rachel Carson Bridge acoustic stage tomorrow as part of the Three Rivers Arts Festival. It's the last day, too,
mm-hmm.
so a good day to come, look at art, and plan your lunchtime around their performance at 1 o'clock on 9th Street. They're going to do a couple more songs. What would you like to do next?
First of all, I did want to mention about the Arts Festival. If you all bring umbrellas, we'll make sure it doesn't rain that way.
Ah.
That's what we're going to be doing.
I haven't looked at the forecast, though.
It's beautiful today, thank goodness.
It never seems to be right these days.
This next song we wrote after Gary a little story about this song. Gary used to drive a BMW, and he bought that BMW in 1980 and drove it off the lot. And he drove that car for the next 40 years and went through many, many hundreds of thousands of miles and many mechanic involved in many fixes. But one day he was driving and his engine stopped. And he took his car, he had it towed to his mechanic, and his mechanic said it needed a new engine and sent his broken engine down to Memphis to be repaired. Shipped it in a cardboard box or something.
Wasn't cardboard, but it was a box.
It never arrived in Memphis. And so this engine went missing, and it actually never was found. But over the next 6 months, his mechanic found another engine to be sent to California. Or no, it needed a piston from California. Right. That's right. So during this whole saga, Gary had no car and was bemoaning this. And I thought, you're a blues musician. Let's write a song about it. So this is Engine Blues. Happy ending. Gary now drives a Subaru.
Now you may think this is funny, you may say it's untrue, but without an engine, my car just won't do. It sits like a sculpture, quiet and demure, when it wants to be a 70 mile an hour blur. My engine's missing, mislaid, it's a mystery. Lost in space someplace between Pittsburgh and Memphis, Tennessee. Now I've lost lots of money, my daddy's pocket knife, but I never lost an engine. My whole entire life, was it abducted by an alien race? Or detained for questions in an undisclosed place? My engine's missing, mislaid, it's a mystery. Lost in space someplace between Pittsburgh and Memphis, Tennessee. Now maybe my engine's on a street in New Orleans, being loud, drinking hard, running rough and mean. Anyone dares to suggest a repair, it'll spit a little oil and just vanish in the air. My engine's missing, mislaid, it's a mystery. Lost in space someplace between Pittsburgh and Memphis, Tennessee. I got them engine blues. So if you see my engine, here's what to say. You got brand new pistons waiting for you from California, yay. So motor down to Memphis, they will fix your pings and send you home to Pittsburgh to a car again. My engine's missing, mislaid, it's a mystery. Lost in space someplace between Pittsburgh and Memphis, Tennessee. Yes, my engine's missing, mislaid, it's a mystery. Lost in space someplace between Pittsburgh and Memphis, Tennessee.
I can remember Squirrel Hillbillies. By the way, which album is that on? You know, I was looking.
It's the first one, yeah. Okay, it's just self-titled.
It's on the first one. I was looking, and I couldn't find it, and I figured, you know, I've got the source right here. I had a Renault. I had two Renaults, and I can remember after the second one lost its timing belt, and it was covered, but the length of time it took to get the parts from France, it got to the point where any car I bought, I wanted to be more or less mainstream, or know that I could get parts.
Well, I'm totally with you now, Larry. when my car needed a muffler, it had to be ordered from Germany, from a special legacy part of BMW, and it took forever. So yeah, so actually, that's why I drive a Subaru.
I do too. This equipment in front of me here, this mixing board, the very first one we had when we moved into this studio was made in Germany. And with all due respect to the one in front of me, which is very nice, the German one was absolutely great. However, parts and maintenance was next to impossible because the Germans, at least this company, had very explicit, specific ways of doing things, and you needed to go do them that way. It became hard to do it. And I'm not that much of a car nut. I guess I kind of like audio gear. But it's not that I'm hard to please, but I always like to have stuff that was a little different. But it gets hard if you can't maintain it. That's a great song.
Thank you.
You can look. I want to suggest to you, as you listen to the Squirrel Hillbillies, the best way to support them, in addition to going to their show tomorrow, is to listen. Is to add their music to your real library, not the one that's on your phone, but the one that you actually own, you know. And have to be careful within the limits of public broadcasting. But
I'll just say about our CDs is that they have very beautiful art. And so the first CD cover art is by
Bill Versack, who's a very well-known Pittsburgh watercolor artist.
Yeah, I remember that. Yes. I do.
And then the second, we asked Julie Stunden, who's also a Pittsburgh-based artist, to do the art for that, which is beautiful, different, a very different style, also very beautiful. And then my daughter, Madeline Bain, did the artwork for CDs 3 and 4, which are all very, so all four are very distinct, but managed to just hang together beautifully. And so we always say, even if you don't buy CDs anymore, just go enjoy the artwork. You can see it on our website. And we even carry pictures of the artwork itself to our gigs now, because some people just want to have that to take when they don't have a CD player anymore.
Yeah, I think people miss having artifacts. That's the common word. Will you have CDs tomorrow at your show?
We do always bring a few, and we also have some tote bags that we bring. And mostly we just like to meet folks. So we always say, come on out, just say hi.
Well, I hope you'll consider going out and seeing the Squirrel Hillbillies. Again, it's June 14th, tomorrow, 1 o'clock, as part of the Three Rivers Arts Festival on the acoustic stage on the Rachel Carson Bridge. What a great venue, so to speak.
Yes, I'm excited. We said we'd be playing for the folks on the bridge and the critters under the bridge, floating in the river.
That's right.
In fact, I was just on the river last night and saw a lot of ducks out there.
Cool.
The other thing I was going to mention about the Arts Festival is that it has really music and art for all ages. So encourage folks to bring families. It's family friendly. There are bathrooms, there's food. It's a lovely, lovely event every year.
Oh, that's great. I think you have one more plan.
We do. We're going to do a song by a friend of ours who you know, you've heard of, Joe Crookston.
Oh, yeah.
And we cover his probably most played song called Good Luck, John. Joe, we met here in Pittsburgh, and then we got to open for him once, and he's coming back this fall again.
The first time I heard that song, I fell over. That's one of the best written songs still that I've ever heard. It's our last chance to talk on the air this morning. Thank you both.
Thank you so much. Always a pleasure to be with you.
Thank you, Larry. It's great to see you again.
John had a horse and the horse ran away. Bad luck, bad luck. John had a horse and the horse ran away. Bad, bad luck. Bad, bad luck, the neighbors did say. Bad luck, John, has come your way. Bad luck has come your way.
He said, maybe it's hard to say. He said, maybe it's hard to say.
Well, the horse came back with a wild mare. Good luck, good luck. Horse came back with a pretty white mare. Good, good luck.
Good luck, the neighbors did say. Good luck, John has come your way. Good luck has come your way.
He said, maybe it's hard to say. He said, maybe it's hard to say.
Well, a mare kicked John and broke his leg.
Bad luck, bad luck.
The pretty white mare broke John's leg.
Bad, bad luck. Bad, bad luck, the neighbors did say. Bad luck, John has come your way. Bad luck has come your way.
He said, maybe it's hard to say. He said, maybe it's hard to say.
With a broken leg, he missed the draft.
Good luck, good luck.
The army came and walked on past.
Good, good luck. Good luck, the neighbors did say. Good luck, John has come your way. Good luck has come your way.
He said, maybe it's hard to say. He said, maybe it's hard to say.
Well, his leg grew worse and it would not heal. Bad luck, bad luck. And the pain was all that John could feel. Bad, bad luck.
Bad, bad luck, the neighbors did say. Bad luck, John has come your way. Bad luck has come your way.
He said, maybe it's hard to say. He said, maybe it's hard to say.
Well, the nurse, she came to take care of. Good luck, good luck. And the two of them, they fell in love.
Good, good luck. Good luck, the neighbors did say. Good luck, John has come your way. Good luck has come your way.
He said, maybe it's hard to say. He said, maybe it's hard to say.
He said, maybe it's hard to say. He said, maybe it's hard to say.
Yeah, like all that reggae. The Squirrel Hillbillies. I need to clean up. Phil Oakes' archives are at the Woody Guthrie Center.
Oh, they are? Okay.
In Tulsa. So that's something. And I didn't realize they were adjacent to Bob Dylan's museum, too. So that's a place I'll need to go. SquirrelHillbillies.com is how you can get more information. Here's Christine Lavin at the Saturday Light Brigade.